Last time we started discussing the Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis, the Rishonim there talk about whether the Heter of Nefer or not applies to Bishul. Gemara presents the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel whether no sentam, bar no sentam, is osur or mutter. Let's say a person has a tam sheni, the item is makes a blia, basar or cholav makes a blia into the pot, and then it comes out in something else. Dogim sha'olu b'ka'ara. If dogim par of the things, macaroni, something that's par of that is olu in a ka'ara shel basa, the question is, can you eat that bakut or can you eat it with milchik? So machlok is Rav and Shmuel. So the shaila is, according to Shmuel, whom we paskin like, that's the maskan of the Gemara, we paskin that napar not is mutter, that a tam sheni is mutter. So does that apply even if nisbashlu b'ka'ara or only if olu b'ka'ara? The Rivan, quoted by Tosfos, said that the shita of his father, Amar Rashi, was that nisbashlu osa, that the heter of naparnat applies to olu, but not to nisbashlu. And Tosfos discusses that. He says, are there any rayas, pro or con, are there any rayas that the heter of naparnat should apply to nisbashlu, should not apply to nisbashlu? He does point out that from Rashi himself in the sugya, it sounds like the heter of naparnat does apply to nisbashlu as well. So even though that's the Rivan's version of Rashi, but it's not really clear that that's what Rashi actually held. But there's a give and take in Tosfos about this particular point. Tosfos seems to conclude that the heter should really apply to nisbashlu as well. That's his maskana. He tries to bring a raya from Zvachim. We discussed this at great length. Tries to bring a raya from Zvachim. He's docha that raya, but it seems like that's how he's noted to go against the Rivan's version of Das Rashi. The Rosh quotes a third shita. The Rosh quotes a shita that perhaps there should be a distinction between nitzlu as opposed to nisbashlu. That even if the heter of naparnat applies to bishul in addition to olu, but maybe if nitzlu, maybe if the parva item was fried or roasted in the pan, there wasn't any liquid. Maybe that should be mocham. This is the Rosh in Simon Lamed. Rosh in Simon Lamed quotes the Sefer HaTruma. Perek Ches Simon Lamed. The Sefer HaTruma, Hitir, Yerokos v'kitniyosh nisvashlo v'kidere basyama choleves, rak sh'teinikiyo micholav the Sefer HaTruma says that if you cook yirokos or kidneys, vegetables and beans in a keder bas yoma, so that's okay. The heter of naparnat applies to bishul as well. Vafilu im nomar olu in nitzlu lo kshinisbashlu shari zok the Sefer HaTruma. Even if we'll say that there's a chilik between olu as opposed to nitzlu, meaning the fact that the Gemara uses a lashon of dagam sha'olu b'kara, so we asked, one of the questions we asked on the sugi is why say olu? If nisbashlu also, the heter of naparnat applies, so you should say nisbashlu, it's a bigger chiddush, mentioned bishul. So according to the Sefer HaTruma, it would appear the reason why the Gemara says olu is because nitzlu lo, not nisbashlu lo, but nitzlu lo. He says, even if nitzlu lo, but nisbashlu should be mutli. Why? Mishum de'ika gimel nos nektan. Because bishul is not barnat, it's gimel nos nektan. Bishul, right? You have the tam of the basar going into the kedera. Then if you're mevashel something else, something par, let's say macaroni, right? So macaroni is nisbashel in water, right? Vegetables, nisbashel in water, right? So you have a tam of basar that went into the kedera. Right? You have a tam of basar that went into the kedera. Then the tam of basar has to come out into water. Very hard to draw this properly. Right. The different frames over here. This is frame number one, right? You have basar that's putting a tam. This is tam rishon into the kedera. Then you have frame two. You have water with something cooking in it. Macaroni, kidneys, right? So now there's a tam sheni going out into the water. It's up to say for Ashuma. And then you have a tam shlishi going into the kidneys, right? It's gimel no se tam. So bishul should be less than nitzlu. If it's nitzlu, let's say you fry something in a ka'ora, right? You had some kind of a tam basar in a frying pan, and then you fry something else, and that's a tam sheni directly into the item. So tam sheni, maybe taka, Nitzel is going to be more chamer. Right? Olu is only one item is cham. It's not Nitzel. Maybe Nitzel is more chamer because that's takanapra. Now that's a tam shein. Maybe that should be more chamer by Nitzel. Because it's hotter than Olu. But Nisbashlu zok the sefer hatruma, Nisbashlu should be more mutter because it's gimel nos netam. It's not barnad, rather it's not barnad barnad. And gimel nos netam perhaps is more kal. Tam acholav b'kedera, v'hakedera b'mayim, v'hamayim b'yerek, v'odenu heter. Zok the rosh v'gimgim b'dover. The sefer hatruma wasn't sure that it's true. Sheesh lochosh l'fisha hayerek v'hakitni is nogim b'kedera u'bolin min hakedera atzma. He wasn't sure that it's really gimel nos netam. Maybe it's only two nos netam. Why? Because the kidneys and the urokas, they touch the walls of the pot. They're not floating in the water. So maybe that's viewed as beis nos netam, not gimel nos netam. But then he says that maybe bishul taka is gimel nos netam because there is a lot of water. And the tam is mispashi b'mayim. So since it's mispashi, it spreads through the mayim, it becomes less strong, and maybe we should view it as gimel nos netam. Then he adds another svara, but that's his basic svara, that the mayim rove of the tam is mispashe b'mayim, so therefore it's more lenient. Maybe nispashe should be mutter. So this is a middle shita, right? Till now we've had that the het of napanat applies to every situation, to olu, nitzlu, nisbashlu, it's all the same. The Rivamidas Rashi said that it applies to Olu, but not to Nizbashlu, that even Nizbashlu is Mochamin. Sefer Truma, he splits between Bishl as opposed to Tzli. He says the head of Napanat won't apply to Tzli, but it will apply to Bishl, because Bishl is Gimel Nos Netam, and Tzli is only Beis Nos Netam. Okay, this is a third Shita. This Shita is also put forward by the Ramban. Ramban the heavy odeya, shafilu ludivre hamachmirim, dafka bebishul dogim bekedera belomayim. Even those who are machmir who say the heter napanat doesn't apply in all cases, dafka by bishul dogim bekedera belomayim. What does it mean? Bishul kedera bedogim, bishul dogim bekedera belomayim. How are you mavashu without water? Nitzlu, right? If you fry the dogim in the kedera or the frying pan without water, so the machmirim are going to be machmir in that case. Even those who are machmir to say the heter of napanat doesn't apply in all circumstances, that olu dafka, what does it mean olu dafka? It means olu dafka nisbashlu below mayim, meaning nitzlu. Avol nosam ba mayim, zok the Ramban, avol bishu nosam ba dogim, hatam nisbashu ba mayim, vahablu dogim, nosintam bar, nosintam, umutal ochon lakuta. That says the Ramban, if you put water in there, then the tam is nisbashu ba mayim, like what the Rosh says. Tam is mispashu b'mayim. It's not barnad, and that should be mutter. Nisbashlu should work just like olu. Nitzlu is mochan. Okay, so this is a shita that the Sefer Truma is quoted as saying. And that's what the Ramban quotes as well. That bishul somehow is more kal than sli. Bishul is more kal than sli. Based on this yisod, the Rosh says lechora we can answer one of the rayas that Tosis gave. Tosis wanted to bring a raya to the Rivan Bedas Rashi, that maybe Nisbashlu lo, maybe Nisbashlu the Heter of Napanat is not going to apply. What's his raya from? The Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim says that Ein Toshin et Tatana Ba'alya Vim Tosh Kalapas Asura. It's an idea of Milchaka bread, of Fleshaka bread, that if there's a Bliya of Basar, there's an absorption of Basar, an absorption of Chalav into the bread, then it's Asa to eat. Asa to eat. It's Milchik, it's Fleshik, why should it be Asa? No, because we're afraid you're going to eat it with the other meat. If it's milk or gebreh, we're afraid you'll eat it with meat. If it's flesh or gebreh, we're afraid that you'll eat it with the milk. So the lashon of the Gemara Pesachim is entoshen es hatana ba'ayiv, entosh kalapas asura. At sheyusak hatana. The only way to be machshir this tana, machshir the bread, is you have to be machshir the tana. You have to fire up the tana, libun. If you do libun on the tana, so it's machshir the tana, then you can use the tana. But if not, you can't. So for ektaisvis l'chora, you can take the shamlunas off. You can take a shamunus off with kinuach ba'alma. Just clean the tanner. Why do you have to fire up the tanner? So what if there's a blia inside the walls of the tanner? It's doch not barnat. It's only not barnat. So what could be the problem? So he says, it seems like not barnat doesn't apply. The heter of not barnat doesn't apply by afia. And that's why we need to be masik the tanner. We have to be machshir the tanner. Just cleaning the tanner to make sure there's no shamunus and there's only a blia and it's not barnat, that's not going to be, that's not enough. for an afia case. So he says, if it's not enough for afia, it sounds like it shouldn't be enough for bishul either. Right? A raya to the rivan, but that's Rashi, that I had to have napanat applies to olah, but it doesn't apply to nisbashlu. It can't apply to bishul because it doesn't apply to afia, and afia and bishul are really the same. In terms of the heat, they're really the same. So the Rosh, later in the simen, says the simple dechia to that raya is that maybe nisbashlu, the heter napanat, really does apply to. But nitzlu, it doesn't apply. Afia is not dumya to bishul, it's dumya to nitzli. There's no liquid in the baking, in the oven. There's no liquid there. There might be extra heat, but that's more similar to tzli as opposed to bishul. So this might not be a raya that the head of napanat doesn't apply to bishul. This might be a raya that the head of napanat doesn't apply to tzli. But bishul, maybe if they're a gimel nos neitam, maybe the head of napanat haka should apply. Because that's not barnat, that's actually not barnat barnat. It's even more, it's even weaker. The tam is even weaker. So it could be that this is not a raya to the rivan b'das rashi, it's a raya to the sefer hatruma. It's a raya that maybe nitzlu is more chamer, nisbashlu, maybe the heter napanat haka could apply. That's what the Rosh wants to say. The fact that Tosus does bring this as a raya, that the heter napanat doesn't apply to bishul, it certainly would seem to imply that Tosus doesn't distinguish between tzli and bishul, right? He puts them together. They're b'chadam achdam achdam, the same category. Right, he puts them together because he thinks it's a raya. He thinks he can bring a raya from afia to bishul. L'chara, if afia and sli, right? If some form of cooking without liquid is more chamer, so then there's no raya b'chara. Apparently, Tosus held there is no distinction between sli and bishul. It's really all the same. That's what it sounds like. Right? It sounds like Tosus holds that there is no such idea that gimel nos neitam is going to be better. Well, maybe we should better say that Tosus doesn't hold that bishul is gimel nos neitam. Right? Tosus apparently holds bishul and tzli are the same. Why should bishul and tzli be the same? Bishul is gimel nos neitam. Tzli is only shnei nos neitam. This is a very simple chiluk, very very obvious chiluk. Apparently, Tosus holds that bishul is not gimel nos neitam. It's really shnei nos neitam. So bishul and tzli are really high nohach. It's the same thing. So if you're going to be machmer by tzli, you should be machmer by bishul too. And that's why he thought it was a good rabbi. Right, you hear? Tosus apparently holds that bishul is not gimel nos neitam, it's shnei nos neitam. So it's really in the same league as tzli. You shouldn't distinguish between the two. But that's not just the diuk that you can make from the fact that Tosus brings a raya from the Gemara Mesachim. Tosus mamish says it beferish. Which part of Tosus? The part of Tosus that we left out yesterday. Right? There's that Gemara in Zvachim that Tosus brought a raya to. But he said, don't be doche in one way, I'll be doche in a different way. Which way did he say you shouldn't be doche? So let's see that Gemara again. Let's see the raya. Tosus said, I'll bring you a raya that the heter napanat applies to bishul. From what? The Gemara is doche. Because the Gemara says, let's say you cook shlomim, right? You have shlomim that you cooked in the kedera, and now you're going to cook shlomim the next day. There was shlomim that you cooked in the kedera on Monday. That shlomim can be eaten l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. So it can be eaten Monday by day, Monday night and Tuesday. But now, Tuesday in the morning, you're going to cook another shlomim of Tuesday. Right? You cook shlomim Monday afternoon in the pot, it's less than 24 hours later, and now you're going to cook shlomim of today. So by doing that, you're going to limit the amount of time that you can eat that shlomim. Because this shlomim that can only be eaten until the end of Tuesday. This shlomim really should have been able to be eaten Tuesday night and Wednesday. But the problem is, since it's cooked in the pod, where you can have a belia of shlomim be'esmal, so it's gonna minimize the time that you're gonna be able to eat it. So how is that mutter? So said Tosis, obviously, it's because not barnat is mutter. So it's a tam sheni beheter. The tam of the shlomim that comes out. Right, it's not nesar already. It's still mutter ba'achila on Tuesday. It's not that it became noser and then you cook the shlomim of today. That's obviously also, that's terrible. Right? You have a bli of noser, bli of issa. It's like a bli of chazer, a bli of nevela in the shlomim. That you can't eat, that you can't do. But here you're cooking the shlomim d'ho'idna, the shlomim of today, in the pot in which you cooked the shlomim of yesterday. So today you can still eat the shlomim of yesterday. It's still beheter. Tam sheni beheter. So it's up tosis since the time Shani was behead, there was nisbatel kodem shiyavalu day iser. So therefore, it's going to be mutter. Frektosis, but this is bishul. It's bishul. How can you say tam sheni beheter? Don't we say bishul? The Rivan Bedas Rashi said that bishul is more chamer. The heter of naparnat doesn't apply to bishul. So he says, you see, from this gemara zvachim against the Rivan, you see, the heter of naparnat does apply to bishul. On that, Tosa said, ve'in lo medeshani hosam davi tam shlishi lefishiyesh mayim v'kadera tam zehiyu nami abeitzim mutarim shenizbash lo b'mayim v'kadera. Says Tosis, what might you think that, no, the reason why you could be mekel over here is because there's a tam shlishi b'mayim. This is a case where you're mevashel b'mayim, and if you're mevashel b'mayim, there's a tam shlishi. Because in that case, the beitzim shenizbashlu b'mayim, right, you're going to cook eggs in water too, the beitzim shenizbashlu b'mayim also should be mutter mitam zeh. Why do you say the heter of napanat doesn't apply to bishul? It does apply to bishul if there's a tam shlishi. Which beitzim shenizbashlu b'mayim is he referring to? But the beitzim and the calf that they cook in water? No, the beitzim of the Maisa Derashi. That was the Maisa Derashi that he quoted, right? That the Maisa Derashi was Ba Maisa Lefana Ba Beitzim Shnez Mashal Begedera Shachol Ba Asa Lassas Mehem Mul Yisa Shal Basa. That was Rashi Shita. The Rivan thought Rashi held that the head of Napanat doesn't apply to Bishol. What's his Raya? From the Bishol of the Beitzim. So what kind of a raya is there from the Bishul of the Beitzin? There's Mayim. If you tell me that Mayim makes it not bar not bar not, it makes it a tam shlishi, and that's why Bishul is mutter. It's not an exception to not bar not. It's super not bar not. It's gimel nos netam. That's the answer to the Gemara in Zvachim. So then why did the Rivan ben Asra Rashi think that Rashi's machmer? The case of Rashi also is gimel nos netam. Ella, what do you see? That what? That Mayim is not viewed as another Mokum, according to Tosfos, right? That's what he's saying. Don't tell me it's Gimel Nos Neitan. Why? Because then the Mice of Rashi is also Gimel Nos Neitan. And what? And you couldn't Aser, right? You couldn't Aser. Obviously, Rashi didn't think it was Gimel Nos Neitan. Mayim is not a separate Mokum. And says Tosfos, I don't think Mayim should be considered a separate Mokum. So don't tell me that Bishul B'mayim is called Gimel Nos Neitan. So if you see from the Gemara in Zvachim that Napar Nat is Mutter B'Bishul, then that's a Raya, that by all Bishul, by Nitzlu it's Mutter, by Bishul B'mayim it's Mutter, because says Tosfos, Bishul B'mayim is not Gimel Nos Neitan, it's only Beis Nos Neitan. So what's the answer to the Gemara in Zvachim? He is Docha ultimately, but he's Docha in a different way, as we described last time. Right? In the Torah, it's Batul Berov, and in the Mikdash, they left it on the Dindaraisa. We talked about that. But you see, clearly, Tosis held that Bishul B'Mayim is not called Gimel Nos Neitan. It's not Gimel Nos Neitan. Mayim is not viewed as an Emtsoi. It's not viewed as a separate Mokum. The Tam goes into the Kedair, then it comes out into whatever is cooking, and it comes out into the water, then it goes to the kidneys. No, it's the water is it's just coming out into the area. It goes into everything there. We don't look at it as though first it stops in the water, then it goes to the kidneys. No, it's not a separate mokum to mine. That's how Tosfos looks. And it's not just Tosfos over here in our sugya, Kufya base. We've heard of this Shita of Tosfos. As some of you pointed out during Seder, we've seen this sheet of Tosis. The Mayim is not viewed as a separate Mokum. Where do we see this sheet of? Where? Where's the sheet of Tosis? Yeah. Not Tzadi Chesan Abez, but Kuf Chesan Abez. Right, we've seen a lot of Cheses. Kuf Chesan Abez. Tosis talked about this, right? Remember? Good, Josh. We had that whole sugya, that beautiful, beautiful sugya. Chatzi zayis basa v'chatzi zayis cholav shebishlon zeim zeh. Right, the machlokas Rav and Levi. You look on the achila, you look on the bishul. So the Gemara had said that we're talking about that you threw it into a yore rosachas. The mivla bola miflat lo polat. The Gemara has this idea that as long as the yore is boiling, it'll be bolea. We're not going to go back into the details of the case, but it'll be bolea, it won't be polate. As long as it's boiling, it'll be bolea, right? But it's not going to be polate. So it'll be bolea, the tam of the basar, but the cholav is not going to go back into the basar. Right? So Tosis had an interesting idea. He said maybe when we're machshir kelim, when we do hagala, so you should be able to put the kli in, even if you don't have shishim in the water. We talked a lot about this. Do we have to wait till the kli is an eino ben yomo, so it's not going to put a tam iser into the water? Do we have to have shishim in the water so that when I put the kli in, it won't asa the water? The Tosas had an interesting idea. He says, you know, you might think based on this Gemara, maybe the whole thing doesn't matter. The kli can be a ben yomo, and you don't need shishim in the water, because maybe the water is going to be boleya, but it's not going to be polate. It'll be boleya, the isser coming out of the kli. It's an isser ben yomo, but it's not going to be polate the water to let it go back into the kli, says Tosas. So he says that... Sorry, let's say it differently. He says it's not a svara to say that maybe the kedera will be miflat polat, but mivla lo bola, masha polat. The Gemara says that when something is boiling, it'll be bolea, but it won't be polate. So says Tosis, maybe we should say it in the opposite direction as well, that the kedera is going to be polate, the blia, but it's not going to be bolea, masha polat. Sorry, I skipped to the second stage, right? The first stage of Tosis is that the Mayim are going to be Boleya, the Issa, but they're not going to be Pole. It says Tosis, the Mayim Shein Slulin, Lo Shayach Lomar Bulia, Lo Baliya, Lo Shemis Arif, Bohen Ha Issa. The Mayim Slulin, it's not a Mokum. The Issa just is sitting there. But it's not boleya. It's not boleya anything. The mayim is not boleya. The issa sits there, and then it goes back into the kli. What Tos is saying? He's saying the mayim is not a separate mokum. So if it's not a separate mokum, le'inyan this din, that it's boleya, but it isn't polate, right? It's not boleya anything. So if it's not boleya anything, it's not a separate mokum for the din of nakbarnat either. You can't call it a mokum to say, oh, it was boleya, now it's going to be polate. The blia went into the kedera, then it comes out of the kedera, goes into the mayim, then it comes out of the mayim. It's not going into the mayim bechlal, according to Tosis. It's not a separate mokum, says Tosis. Tosis and kufches, kuf yubes, they're going in tandem. Tosis holds by bishul, there are no gimel nos neitan. The mayim is not viewed as an emtsoi. It's not a medium. It's not a separate medium that it's a mokum that the blia goes into it and then it's niflat from there. So if it's not true, legabe hechsher kelim, then it's not going to be true, legabe nakranat either. That's mamish, the svar of Tosis. It's the svar of Tosis in both places. Okay. The Radvaz makes the same point on the Rambam. Radvaz has a kasha on the Rambam. And he also addresses this question as to whether gimel nos neitam Bishul should be viewed as Gimel Nos Neitam, should it somehow be different? You know, the Rambam is the Mara Deshmaitzi, he's the one who says that Nakbarnat applies even to Bishul. So the Radvaz says, according to the Rambam, why does the Gemara say Dagam Sha'olu B'Ka'ara? It should say Dagam Sh'nizbashlu B'Ka'ara. That's a bigger chiddush. Even Bishul, the heter of Nakbarnat, should apply to Bishul as well. Yeshlomer, Zokhtar Radvaz, the Ava Omar Hochi, Ava Mash, Madavka Sh'nizbashlu B'Mayim, Deika Gimel Nos Neitam, Habosa B'Ka'ara, V'ha'ka'ar b'mayim v'mayim b'dagim l'achi kama sha'olu b'ka'ar b'chol gavna afilu b'lomayim d'leka la shrei nos neitam mutal ochlam d'cholam. Zokter Radvaz, if it would have said dagam sh'nisbashlu b'kedera b'ka'ar mutal ochlam d'kutach, you would think, yeah, dafka nisbashlu, but not nitzlu. Dafka if there's gimel nos neitam, bishlo's gimel nos neitam. The heter of napa not going to apply to bishlo because there are gimel nos neitam. But by nitzlu it wouldn't apply. You would think the heter of Nakbarnat is limited, not limited to Olu, it's limited to Olu or to Nisbashlu, because there are Gimel Nos Neitam. But the heter wouldn't apply to Nitzlu. Zokter Advaz, that's why the Rambam, right? That's why according to the Rambam, the Gemara says Olu, the Tishmi, the heter of Nakbarnat applies not only to Olu, not only to Nisbashlu, but to Nitzlu as well, You think it only applies to Bishul because there are Gimel Nos Neitam? Kamash Malon, no. Nitzlo is the same. Why is Nitzlo the same as Nisvashlo? The Rabbi's Mistama is assuming that there are no Gimel Nos Meitam Lagabe Bishul. There are no Gimel Nos Meitam. It's the same as Nitzlo. So if you're going to be Mekel by Nitzlo, you'll be Mekel by Nisvashlo as well. Or if you're Mekel by Nisvashlo, you're Mekel by Nitzlo as well. Nitzlo is only Beis Nos Meitam. Bishul is also Beis Nos Meitam. There's no difference. The ones who are going to say that Nitzlu and Nisbashlu are put together, but they're both had there, Lechora, all of those shittas are going to say that there are no Gimel Nos Meitam by Bishul. There's no such thing. Mayim is not a separate Mokum. So if it's not a separate Mokum, then there's really no reason to be Mekel more by Bishul than by Tzli. So if you'll be Mekel by Bishul, you should be Mekel by Tzli as well. Sefer Truma said no. The Sefer Truma was the Mar the Shmeitzer who assumes that Bishul there are Gimel Nos Neitam. That's why he said Tzli is much more chametz, since there are only two Nos Neitam by Tzli, you should be Machem by Tzli. But anyone who's going to be Mekel by Bishul, right? Who's going to be Mekel by Tzli, Mistam is holding that Bishul is not viewed as Gimel Nos Neitam. So that's why there's no reason to distinguish between Bishul and Tzli. If you'll be Mekel by Bishul, you should be Mekel by Tzli, because even Bishul is not Gimel Nos Neitam. It's only Shnei Nos Neitam. So if the Heter have not been out of place to Bishul, you should apply to Tzli as well. Yes? Tosfos, again, if the Heter have not been out applies to Bishul, if Tosas goes like the Ram, that the Heter of Napanat applies to Bishul, the reason why it says Olu is because if it would say Nisbashlu, you would think that Dafka Nisbashlu but not Nitzlu, because Bishul is Gimel Nos Neitam. Kamash Malon, Bishul is not Gimel Nos Neitam. It's only Shnei Nos Neitam. Nitzli and Bishul are the same. They're both Mutter. Right? If you hold that the Maskon of Tosas is like the Ramam, then the Rabbaz's comment works for Tosas too. Right? This is one approach. One of the questions that we asked at the beginning of the sugya is, why does it say Dogim Sha'olu Bekar? Why? Could it say Nisvashlu? So the Sefer HaTshuma says, no, it says Olu because it wants to tell me Dafka Olu. So let's back up. The Rivan Bedas Rashi said it says Olu because it wants to tell me Nisvashlu Lo. The Sefer HaTshuma says it says Olu because it wants to tell me that Nitzlu Lo. Nisvashlu, the Heter Napana does apply to. Right? And those who hold that the Heter Napanat applies to Olu and to Nitzlu and to Nisvashlu, they'll say the reason why it uses the Lashon of Olu is because if it were to have used the Lashon of Nisvashlu, you'd think that Dafka Nisvashlu is Mutter, but not Nitzlu, because Nisvashlu is Gimel Nos Neitam. Nitzlu, which is only Beis Nos Neitam, maybe the Heter Napanat doesn't apply. So it said Olu to include Nitzlu. Okay, those are the three answers that we can give to this kasha. Yes?
According to the Mandam, we read that to say that
anyone who says that Bishul is Gimel Nos Neitam would either have to say that the Rivan misunderstood the Psak of Rashi, right? The Rivan, Rashi said that that's us, right? So why should that be us? If you hold it's Gimel Nos Neitam, why should it be us? Rashi obviously doesn't hold it's Gimel Nos Neitam. He must not hold it's Gimel Nos Neitam. That's the mice of the Rashi. That's not what Rashi says on the Gemara. Rashi on the Gemara is that if you cook basar mamish with something, with the dogim, you cook chol of mamish with the dogim, that could be different. Right? Rashi and the mice clearly is not assuming that Bishul is Gimel Nos Neitam. So, Rashi and the mice is holding that Naparnat doesn't apply to Bishul. Right? That is definitely what he's saying. If that's what happened in the mice of the Rashi, I think the Rivan knew what happened there, right? But if that's what happened, so then it does seem like Rashi was being machmer. On the Gemara, it can be medayik that Rashi maybe didn't hold like that. But in the Maisa, they're certainly holding Bishul is not Gimel Nos Neitam, and the Heter of Napanat doesn't apply to Bishul. Yeah, absolutely. Question? Yes.
So both Tosos and the Rabbaz don't hold the Gimel Nos Neitam, but Tosos doesn't hold of it. The Chumra as the Rabbaz is the Ramban, the Rama, the Kula. Because according to the Tosfos, both are Aser, and according to the Rambam, both are Mutter. So Tosfos is holding it the Chumra, and the Rambam holds
it. Tosfos is just saying that there is no Chiluk You can't say that Gimel Nosne Tam is a reason to be Mekel by Bishul more than any other case. That's all he's saying. Right? You can't say that Gimel Nosne Tam is a reason to be Mekel. Maybe I'll be Mekel by Bishul anyway, even if it's Beis Nosne Tam. I mean, Shmuel wasn't Mekel because Dagam Shel Bekar is Gimel Nosne Tam. He said, Napar not his Mutter. So if you don't assume that Bishul and Olu, there's any difference between Bishul and Olu, right? If we don't say that the heat of Bishul somehow makes it, the Tam stronger, so the Heter of Napana could apply to Bishul. It's just to say that the Heter of Napana doesn't apply to Bishul because of Gimel Nosne Tam. Who introduced that idea? That Bishul somehow... I didn't say that right. To say that Bishul is more Kal because of Gimel Nosne Tam. Right? That you should have some kind of a Heter by Bishul because of Gimel Nosne Tam. Who introduced that? Sefer Truma introduced that. So says Tosus, that's not a reason to be Mekel by Bishul. Right? That's not a reason to be Mekel by Bishul. Nochemal. Tosus wanted to bring a raya from the Gemara in Zvochim that the Het of Napanat applies to Bishul. Not because of Gimel Nosne Tam. Not because of Gimel Nosne Tam, but because he holds that Bishul is no different than Olu. Right? That's how he started. And then he says, don't tell me that, no, I'll be Mekel by Bishul over there because it's Gimel Nosne Tam. Tosus themselves want to say that there's no difference between Olu and Nitzel and Nisbashlu. Who cares? It's not Barnai. If it's not Barnai, it's Mutter. But he mentions some might think that Bishul is more Kal because it's Gimel Nosne Tam, and he rejects that. But that doesn't mean that he's going to be Machmer by Bishul. He might say that Bishul he can be Mekel for as well. It's not a Gimel Nosne Tam issue. If it's not Barnai, it's Mutter. You hear what I'm saying here? Okay? Yes, no, maybe?
Yes, Tosus could say that all three are still.
Hold your mother. I don't need Gimel Nosne Tam to be Mekel. And before we introduced this idea that Bishul could be more Chamer, you would have said, well, what's the difference? It's not Barnat anyway. Who cares if it's Olu, if it's Nisbashlu, does it really matter? It's not Barnat. It's Tam Sheni. So if Tam Sheni is Mutter, then Tam Sheni is Mutter. What does that matter? Bishul, Tzli, Olu, what does it matter? Tosfos introduces this idea, Sefer Truma introduced it, Tosfos. That maybe you'll be more Mekel by Bishul because of Gimel Nosne Tam. But Tosus rejects that, and he says that's not a reason to be more Mekel. That doesn't mean that you're not going to be Mekel by Bishul. You'll just say everything is the same. But not because it's Gimel Nosne Tam, but because everything's the same. Ari?
Doesn't Ramban sound like Bishul with mine to be more Mekel? But Ramban never mentions anything about Gimel Nosne Tam. He just says, but then you'd apply and Nosne Tam.
Right. But why? So... Right, so it's not because of Gimel Nosne Tam, he's saying that if there's Mayim, then somehow the Tam is mispashet b'mayim yosem. It's not because of Gimel Nosne Tam, but rather because somehow the Tam is going to become weaker because of the water. That maybe, so you're saying there's a reason to be Mekel by Bishul, not because of Gimel Nosne Tam, but simply because the Tam is mispashet b'mayim yosem. He doesn't say Gimel Nosne Tam, but he says that it's Mispashi B'mayim. I hear what you're saying. That he wants to be more Mekel by Bishul because the Tam is Mispashi Yosef B'mayim. Tosus doesn't say that. If you take Tosus seems like they're a purist. They want to really bring a raya from the Gemara in Zvachim that Naparnat can apply even to Bishul, not because the Tam is Mispashi Yosef B'mayim, but because Bishul's no worse. Not because Bishul is better. It's no worse than Olu. We thought until now Bishul might be worse. Why should it be worse? There's more. There's Or, right? There's more Chamimus, as we said. It's Mafliya Bakulo, right? Remember, we had different Svaras to say that Bishul should be worse. So the Tam, not that Bishul is better because they're giving us the Tam and the Tam is going to be weaker, but rather Bishul perhaps should be worse because the Tam is going to be more powerful, right? So Tosus says, no, maybe Bishul is equal. Right? Not that it's worse, not that it's better, it's equal. Right? So if the heter of Napanat applies to Olu, it should apply to Bishul too. That's Tosus' Shita. The Ramban might be a little bit different, but Tosus seems to be saying, let's just make everything equal. Right? Why shouldn't we say if it's a Tam Sheni, it should be more? Okay. So we address the question as to why the Gemara is a lashon of Dogim Sha'olu. Why does it say Olu? So maybe it comes to exclude Nitzlu, it comes to exclude Nisbashlu. Or maybe if it would say Nisbashlu, according to the Rambam, even though the Rambam says it's Mutter, if it said Nisbashlu, I think Dafka Nisbashlu and not Nitzlu. So the one final question, according to the Rambam, after the Radvaz, after the dust of the Radvaz settles, is, okay, I do understand why it doesn't say Dogam Shenisbashlu. It says Dogam Sha'alu, because we'd be afraid if it would say Nisbashlu. You'd think that Nitzlu is going to be Asa, right? So why doesn't it say Dagam Shenitzlu? It should say Dagam Shenitzlu according to the Rambam. Dagam Shenitzlu b'ka'ara mutlachon b'kutach. Nitzlu should be the most chomer case. If that is mutter, so then everything else is going to be mutter. Olu certainly, and Nisbashlu also. Why doesn't it say Nitzlu? Yeah.
Well, should also say Nitzlu.
I'm sorry?
Tosus
who holds what? Which we weren't... Tosis says that they're equal. Okay, you're saying according to Tosis, what, it doesn't say Nisbashlu? Right. No. If according to Tosis, they're all equal, so Tosis and the Rambam are the same. Okay. The Kasha is not against the Rambam. Anyone who holds that Olu, Nitzlu, Nisbashlu are all equal, so we do understand why it doesn't say Nisbashlu in the Gemara, because then you think Daf Nisbashlu and not Nitzlu. But why doesn't it say Nitzlu? So the answer to that question might lie in a comment of the Bach. The Beis Yosef quotes B'Shem Matzasi Kosuf. We mentioned at the outset of the Sugya, what does the Gemara say? Dagam Sha'ola B'Ka'ora Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. What's the case? It doesn't say anything about the chamimus over here. What's hot? Is anything hot? Is it cold? So Tosis says, obviously, the two items can't be cold. Because if they're cold, then there's no belia, there's nothing to talk about. What does Tosis say? One of them must be hot. One of them must be hot. At least one of them must be hot. At least one of them, or only one of them? Definitely not shneim tzedakim, says Tosis, right? Tosis says, togem shalom bekara shalbasa mutler la'okla makutach. If both of them are cold, there's nothing to talk about. The lekaman the polig, no one's going to argue. We're talking about that one of them is hot. Doesn't matter which one is hot, the top or the bottom, whatever. Whether you hold the log of, you hold tatog of, there's going to be some kind of a blia. So the chiddush of the Gemara is shy for such a case. What's it if they're both hot? Tosafot says one of them is hot. At least one of them is hot. Is it Dafka one of them hot? Could both of them be hot? So that's a discussion that the Beis Yosef in the Bach. The Beis Yosef quotes Matzasi Kosuf Dogam Shalom B'Kar. This is on page 2 of 28, the packet 28. Matzasi Kosuf in the first column Dogam Shalom B'Kar Dafka She'echa Me'am Cham Avol Shneim Cham En Lo. The Matzasi Kosuf says Dafka one of them is hot, but both of them can't be hot. Afilu the Evid came Ashman. The near midvara of the diaclam of the cost of Rabbeinu Betchila Sadibur dogim rosum shenosnum bekaora tzonenis osha dogim tzonim vehakaora rosachas mutul la'ochlam b'cholam. The tour used a loshon. This one is hot in the kaora tzonenis. That one is hot in the, right. He says either the dogim roschim or the kaora is rosachas. Why does he pick up that only one of them is hot? Why does he say only one of them is hot? Mashma dafka b'shem b'chad min ayot tzonim. The Matzasi Kosuf thinks the diuk from the tour is that if one item, if either the dogim or the ka'ara are hot, so then there's a heter. Right? Then it's a din of napanat and there'll be a heter. But if both of them are going to be chamed, then it will be osir. V'nir, the hainu b'shein sham rote, mishim d'habi k'nitzlu b'ka'ara. But k'shiyah sham rote, p'shita d'sharet, lo gar minus bashlu. Zok the Beis Yosef, what he's saying is that if there is no rotev there, and both of them are hot, that's like Nitzlu. Maybe Nitzlu is more chamer. That's the Matzasi Kosov's diuk from the tour. Yataka, it's Dafka that one of them is cham, because if both of them would be cham, then it would be worse. If both of them cham, it would be worse, it would be awesome. Comes to Bach and says, nothing doing. I don't think you should be medayek that way from the tour. Don't be medayek l'chumra in the tour. Why does the tour say one of them is hot? No, the tour is saying a bigger chiddush. A bigger chiddush. You would think that if that the heter of napanat only applies if both of them are hot. Why should it apply only if both of them are hot? Because if both of them are hot, then the bulia spreads more and it gets weaker. So you would think that if both of them are hot, there's more of a reason to be mekel. Kamash Malon, even if only one of them is hot, you could be Meko. This is the Bach on page 1. Vilfiani has 19 nira de Rabbeinu lo nokar echad cham lediyuka elo liribusa. The Torah didn't pick on Echam and Cham to be medayek that if both of them would be Cham, it would be Osir. No, Lirabusa, to tell me a bigger Chiddush, that even if only one is Cham, it's still Mutter. If both of them are Cham Avada, it should be Mutter. As he explains, the Lomi Bayev Shneim Cham, the Mispashe Tamabosa Shebekaora Bechol Adogim. Ah, if the Tamabosa is Mispashe Bechol Adogim, then the Het of Napanat should apply. But that it should apply even if only one of them is Cham and the Bli is going to be Mispashet less? That's a bigger Chiddush. So it comes out of Machlokas, the Beis Yosef, and the Bach, the Das HaTur. What's the din if Shneim Chamin? Right? The Beis Yosef understands, based on this Matzah Sikasa, that if Shneim Chamin, the Tur would hold Osir. Osir. It's like Nitzlu and it's going to be Osir. And the Bach says, Fakert. No, if Shneim Chamin, it's even more Mutter. The Chiddush is, even if only one of them is Cham, it's also going to be Mutter. You would think that the Tam is not mispashit enough. The heter of Napanat shouldn't apply. Kamash Malan, it can apply even if only one of them is Cham. But Lechora, according to the Bach, we can answer that the reason why it doesn't say Nitzlu, Lefi those Shittas that hold everything is equal and it's all Mutter, right? Nispash Lushari Mordechai, right? Why does it not say Nitzlu? Because if it said Nitzlu, you'd think Dafka Nitzlu is going to be Mutter because Shneim Chamin. You think Dafka Nitzlu is going to be Mutter because Shneim Chamin and the Tam is Mispashe. But you would think that Olu is also. If it said Nisbashlu, you think only Nisbashlu is Mutter because of Gimel Nosei Tam. If it would say Nitzlu, you think only Nitzlu is Mutter because the Tam is Mispashe more because Shneim Chamin. That's why it says Olu, to teach me that all three cases are going to be Mutter. That could be Dukshan according to the Rambam. Okay, so either it says Olu to be Mema'it Nisbashlu, right? To tell you Nisbashlu is Osir. Or it says Olu to teach you that Nitzlu is Osir. Or it says Olu because Taka, everything is Mutter. But if it would say Nisbashlu, you think Dafka Nisbashlu is Mutter because of Gimel Nosei Tam. If it would say Nitzlu, you think Dafka Nitzlu and not Olu, because since both of them are Cham, the Tam is Mispashe more and it gets weaker and that's why it's going to be Mutter. But Olu, since one of them is Cham, one of them is cold, the Tam is not Mispashe as much. Comes the Gemara and says, no, even Olu, the Chiddush is even Olu is going to be Mutter, even though one of them is hot, one of them is cold, and maybe the Tam is not going to be Mispashe as much, Naparnat is still going to be Mutter. Okay, this is the Gemara according to the different Shittas in the Rishonim. Which cases does the Heter apply? Do we say the Heter of Naparnat only by Olu? Do we say it by the others as well? Is there a chilik between Sli as opposed to Bishon? Okay, questions? The second issue that we asked, second question that we raised in Sugya, is why does the Gemara say Dogem Sha'olu B'loshon B'di'evin? Now that we understand what Olu comes to include, whether it includes Tzli and Bishul or Tzdafka Olu, now we have to understand why does it use Loshon B'di'evin? So this is not my kasha. This is actually the Rishonim, the Beis Yosef. Quotes a smak. Kosov ha-smak. This is on page 2 in column 2. Kosov smak. It's actually not the smak, it's the hagos hasmak, which is really Rabbeinu Peretz. He says bahago. Rabbeinu Peretz has hagos on the Sefer Mitzvahs Kotan. So he writes, afilu nitzlu onis bashlu, davka b'di'evet, aval lechatchila osu lahalosam alavashlam b'kli shabasa k'de la'ochon l'kuta. The hagos hasmak says that davka b'di'evet, if you did it already, you didn't have kavana when you put the dogim in the ka'ara that you want to eat a b'kuta. You didn't have kavana when you cooked the macaroni in the kli shel basar that you want to eat it with cheese. But it's done. It's b'di'evet. It's already done. So then you'd be able to eat a bakuta. A very common case. A person, let's say, wants to make some kind of a pasta salad for shalashudas on Shabbos. This happens every week. They make pasta for a pasta salad, shalashudas. It's going to be a part of a pasta salad. You're still fleishes. It's a short Shabbos. So it's going to be a pyre of a pasta salad. that you make macaroni, and then you don't need all the macaroni in the pasta salad. A little bit's left over. So come Sunday, and you want to know if you can use the macaroni for mac and cheese. You cooked it in a kedera shalbasa, but you, because whatever, it didn't matter. You had fleishiks, but you're cooking a parva macaroni, making a parva macaroni salad. So now you have macaroni that has a bliya basar inside. It's an apanada for bliya basar. So now the question is, are you allowed to add cheese to it? Right? That's mamish the shayla of this gemara. So at first glance, you would say it's mutter. It's b'di'evit. It's b'di'evit. Right? It's b'di'evit. That's what the smak writes. Hagos smak. Zokta beis Yosef, avol bala tshuma kosa b'mafteches. The bala tshuma writes in the mafteches. The kidney of shabishal b'kedere choleves mutter l'chatchila la'arosa b'kedere shalbasar v'afilu ha'kedere b'asyoma k'mo dogam sh'olot b'kor. Kidneyos shabishal b'kedere, if you cook kidneyos, beans, in a kedere choleves in a milcha gapat, you can mix them l'chatchila in a kedere shalbasar. Now, would you say that the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Bala Truma are disagreeing with each other? Rabbeinu Peretz basically said that not barnat is also l'chatchila, it's mutter b'di'evit. Comes to say for a truma, and he says, and Mafteches, he says, the kidneys that you cooked in the keder cholebes mutl lechatchila larosim bekeder shalbasa. You can put it into the keder shalbasa. Is that a machlokas? Yes. It should not be a machlokas. What word from the Beis Yosef imply it should be or should not be? What do you say? It shouldn't be, right? What word in the Beis Yosef gives you the impression that he thinks it is a machlokas? One word. One word. What's the magic word? Aval, Yonatan. Excellent. Aval. He says, Aval, the Bala Truma says X. If they're saying the same thing, he wouldn't say Aval. He would say V'kosa, V'chein kosa, right? We've seen this before. V'gam kosa, V'chein kosa, right? Aval? Aval sounds like he's disagreeing. So that's what the Dake Moshe says in Oz Beis. Ani Omer Kinayim V'Shochiv Omer Lahay Milsa. I think that when the Beis Yosef was sleeping, he said this. Well, Dake Moshe can say that. I wouldn't say that about the Beis Yosef. Right? Basically, the Dake Moshe says, I think he didn't write it so carefully. D'may Avol Bal HaTruma Kosa. What's the Avol? What is that? Shere gama smak lo omer elad lechatchila aser lahalosim bekeora kedei laochle nemecholav avalim kvar hela pshita shabot lechatchila laochle nemecholav telopolag ala gemara. He didn't argue with the gemara. The gemara says mutal laochle nemecholav mutal lechatchila mashma. What's Beis Yosef saying? This is a machlokas. Not a machlokas. They're saying the same thing. It's doch the zel bezach. He says dakimush. Same thing. What's the Beis Yosef saying? Aval. It's the same thing. And this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzarihei in Yerodea writes in Sifala, Dogim shenizvashlu o shenitzlu v'kedera shabasa rechutzi yofer she'en sham shum adovak bom. He says if the kedera is completely clean, there's nothing there, he wants to make sure there's no shamnunis, so we're only talking about naparnat, we're only talking about a bliya. Mutu la'ochlam b'kutach mishinari no sintam bar no sintam de hetera. If it's naparnat de hetera, then it's going to be mutu, says the Beis Yosef. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Notice, he says shenisbashlu for the evet, right? If it's already nisbashlu, already cooked in the kedera, then it's mutter. Nisbashlu or nitzlu, then it's going to be mutter. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch clearly paskins that napanat is mutter, but the evet sounds like lechatchila is going to be us. What does he hold about the previous shayla that we raised? Does the heter of napanat apply only to olu, to nitzlu, to nisvashlu? What is he saying? Does he hold like the Rambam? Does he hold like the Rivan's Rashi? Does he hold like the Sefer HaTshuma? What does he hold? No? Come on. What's the magic word? No? Come on. No one? Does he say the heter of napanat applies to nitzlu? Come on, guys. Let me read the Shulchan Aruch again. Dogim shenisbashlu o shenitzlu b'kedera shalbasa rechutza yofe she'ein shuman davak bon muta la'ochlan b'kutach. Does the Shulchan Aruch say the heter of napanat applies to nitzlu?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Does he say that it applies to nisbashlu?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we're getting louder. Does he say that it applies to Olu? Yes! Olu, Nitzlu, Nisbashlu, to all three, right? It applies, right? The Heter. He's a Rambam man. The Shulchan Aruch is following the Rambam. Is that such a pella to you? Not such a pella. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So far, so good? I mean, is that clear? If that's not clear, we can't go weiter. Right? You got that? The maskon of the Shulchan Aruch is that the heter of Napanat applies even to Bishul, even to Tzli. Yes?
How is allowing to eat the dugim
with the
kukav, with the
yevim,
like, even once you made a mistake and made the fish...
It's not a mistake. What's it a mistake? I have a fleshig of belia in the dugim.
So how is that the yevim that you can eat?
That's what b'di'evan means. L'chatchila, I can't put the dugin into the kedera to create not barnat.
But, so
but once it's created, then you're allowed to eat it. B'kutach, that's called b'di'evan.
Why is that b'di'evan? Like you're allowed to eat it.
No, once I have a heter of not barnat on my hand, so I can run with it. Right? I can't be mevatel and issa l'chatchila. But once it's nisbatel, right? Once it's nisbatel. Let's say bishogeg, okay? Once it's nisbatel bishogeg, am I allowed to eat it? Am I allowed to eat the tavshil? Of course. There's no isser. It's the isser's bottle. What's the problem? I can't cause a nos in tam lefgam lechatchila, right? I quoted around like that. I can't cook in a keder she'ena basyoma lechatchila to cause a nos in tam lefgam lechatchila, because chazal bogoza. But once I cook in the keder she'ena basyoma, I did it already, can I eat the tavshil? It's isser, right? There was an isser. Let's say the guy cooked in the pot. Or I cooked in the pot. I made a mistake. I bought in the veil. I bought something, and then they called me from the store, and they said, Gewalt, it's isser. It's too late. I cooked it in the pot. Yeah, but it's already 24 hours afterwards. Okay, but I can't use the pot. But if I already cooked something in that pot that was more than 24 hours, I'd be allowed to eat that item.
Just in case of Hatter,
it's not by not. Not by not. It's not us. Right? It's mut, it's heter. Right? I just need that. Let me show you another source that might help you, Yaakov. There's a comment that the Prima Gadim has over here. About the Mechaber. About this Mechaber. Mommy's going on the Mechaber. What kind of a strange notion is this, that not by not is also lechachila, but it's mut v'diyevet. So what does he say? This is on page 6. Kosav HaMinchas Koyin. The Minchas Koyin is one of the Gedolei Achronim on the Yeridea. He collects a lot of the Yesodos. So he says, in Bishlon, Tchila B'Kli Choli, Valdas Lechel and Basar, Osa Lechel and Basar. L'chatchila. If you did not burn out L'chatchila, you cooked it. Cooked the part of a thing, B'Kli Choli, Valdas Lechel and Basar, then it's going to be Osa. What's he saying? What the Minchas Koyin is saying is, let's say you did it al das, right? You did it b'mezid al das to eat it together with the basa. Then it's going to be osa to eat with the basa. Uprichadosh kasav lohavi ela harchaka ba'alma v'shari. Prichadosh says that the heter of not by not applies even if you did it b'mezid. Even if you did it b'mezid. If you mevashel in the kli cholev al das lechol in basa, once I create the not by not, it's mutter. He says. Big chiddush the prichadosh has. So comes the Prima Gadim and he says, "The litzarech iyun the not bar not im nomer mashu vada yesh el atam kolish batelhu im nomer mashu vada yesh." There is something there in the not bar not, but it's a tam kolish. It's a very weak taste. It's definitely batel. Im kain kevan the chazina begemara dogim sha'olu mashma di'eved kviyavana samin chaskoinu sharposkim. The lashon of the gemara is mashma that the only time it's going to be mutter is if bishlo dogim sha'olu di'eved. Im kain avi kemavat lisa lechatchila rafila nasna bakuta chavolan lemeisar. How can the prichadosh say that if you did the napanat already, it's mutter b'di'eved? It's mutter to use it even if I did it b'mezid in order to put it with the kutach. The lashon of the gemara, zok the primogon, lashon of the gemara, dagam sha'olu is mashma that it has to be b'di'evet. It's done already. Not that I did it b'kavana. It's like mevatel issa lechatchila. that you can't do it lechatchila, but if you did it b'di'evet, if the issa got nisbatel, then you can eat the taroves with the issa is nisbateling. But how can you say that once it's done, then it's mutter b'di'evet? No, you can't do it lechatchila in order to use it. Bishlam a bishlo shalom al dazek for huklash tama b'dogim. So lehavi achag ha-kemvatel issa b'kamer. The Prima Gadol says basically the yesod of the Shulchan Aruch is that making a napanat lechatchila is like mevatlis lechatchila. It's like making a nosin tam of gam lechatchila. That you can't do it al das to use it. Can't do it al das to use it. Can't be mevatl and iser. You can't make nosin tam of gam lechatchila to use it. That you can't do. But once it's done, if you did it and didn't realize what was happening, that's called bidiyeved. And that you'd be allowed to be nene from. Says the Prima Gadol, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here. To make a napanat lechatchila, to cook something, to cook the dogim, or to put the dogim, the hot dogim, into the ka'ara, shel basar, al menas lechol bekudo, that's lechatchila. That you can't do. But b'di'evet, if it's already done, and the tam is going to be batel, the tam is not significant anymore, then you'd be allowed to use it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Hey, so far so good. Comes the Ramah, and adds one nekuda. Let's all turn to page 5. The Ramah is in Sif Beis. The Mechaber continues in Sif Beis, but for our purposes, Sif Aleph is enough. The Ramah really, in Sif Beis, is commenting on the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. Says the Ramah, V'yesh machmirim b'tzliya u'bishol leser nosin tam bar nosin tam. There are those who are machmir by tzliya and bishol ta'aser nat banat. Who's that? Rivon b'shem Rashi. We know that. We learned the sugya. The Mechaber is a purist, he's a Rambam, and he says Napanat applies to Olu, to Nistu, to Nisbashu, to everything. Comes the Ramah, he says there are those who are Machmir by Tzli and Bishul to say that it's Asir, that the Heter of Napanat doesn't apply. Dr. Ramah, V'aminig l'esa l'chatchila u'bidiyevin muta b'chalinyin. The minig is ta'asa l'chatchila, but b'di'evin it's muta. What's the Ramah saying? The Ramah clearly is quoting a Deya Cholekas of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that the Heter of Napanat applies not only to Olu, but to Tzli and Bishul as well. And the Ramah quotes the Rivan Midas Rashi. There are those who claim that the Heter doesn't apply to Tzli and Bishul. That's what some say. Concludes the Ramah, the minig is to asa lechatchila, but to be makir b'di'evet. What's he saying? That's what the Shulchan Aruch passed. Is the Ramah? What's the purpose of his Yesh Machmirim if he quotes the minig is the same as the Mechaber? The minig is to ask lechatchila, but to be mat, but it's muta b'chol inyan. That's what the Mechaber said too. The Mechaber said that lechatchila it's aser, but b'di'evet it's muta. So what's the Rama saying? What some are machmir b'tzli and bishul, and therefore what? And then he adds the minig is to ask lechatchila. Sounds like to be choshesh for this shita of tzli and bishul. That's what he sounds like, right? The minig is to ask lechatchila based on the machmirim. But to say b'di'evet it's going to be mutter. Yeah, but the Mechaber said the same thing. That we asa lechatchila not b'nach, but b'di'evet it's mutter. Where are the Mechaber and the Ramah disagreeing? Sounds like they're disagreeing. The Ramah adds an extra shita. Sounds like he says lechatchila we should be machmer for this extra shita. But b'di'evet it's going to be mutter. What's going on over here? So that's what the Taz explains. When all the dust settles in the Taz, he seems to be saying the following. The Ramah presents this extra chumrah. He presents the shita, the Rivan Midas Rashi, that the heter of Napanat might not apply to Tzli and Bishul. What does he mean to say? So what if it doesn't apply to Tzli and Bishul? The Ramah is saying, according to the Machmirin, you shouldn't be maker like the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Dogam shenisbashlu b'kedera shel basar, or in our circumstance, right, our more common case, macaroni that was cooked, itriot that were cooked in a keder shel basar, the Mechaber says, if you already did it, you didn't cook it b'kavana in order to use it later, you did it already, so then you can eat it b'kudah, then you can eat it with the cheese. Because that's called a b'di'evet, that's not a lechatchila. Comes the Ramah and says, but you should know, the Rivan Midas Rashi says that the heter of Napanat doesn't apply to Tzli and Bishul. So what? So if the heter of Napanat doesn't apply to Tzli and Bishul, you can't be mako in the situation that the Mechaber said you could be mako. The Mechaber says if it's b'di'evet, if you did it already, you can be mekel, because it's not barnat. So comes the Ramah and says, no. There's one shita that holds that that's not barnat. That's tam risha. That's not tam shame, that's tam rishon. Because if you hold the heter of napanat doesn't apply to tzli and bishul, that means you're saying the tam by tzli and bishul is so powerful, it's not a tam shame, it's a tam rishon. So if it's a tam rishon, you can't be makim. Ah, you'll say, but it's bidyeved, I cooked it already. Bidyeved shmidyeved, it's a tam rishon. It's a tam rishon. The heter is not bar not bidyeved is mutter. Tam rishon bidyeved is not mutter. Comes the Ramah and says there are those who are machmer to say the heter nafanat doesn't apply to tzli and bishul. So in the case of the mechaber, you would not be able to be nekel. No, chabal. If you cooked something pariv in a fleishik pot, because you're cooking it, it's a bishul. The machmirim rivon b'das Rashi would say that even though it looks like a bidyeved, it smells like a bidyeved, you can't be nekel because it might not be tam sheni, it might be tam rishon. Says the Ramah, haminig lesser lechatchila. What is he saying? He's saying the minig is to be machmer for this shita lechatchila. Meaning, even if you already cooked the item in the kli shel basar, so you would think this is not for not b'diavad. Everything is great. Wrong. Since there's a rivan b'das Rashi that holds that this is not tam sheni, but rather it's tam rishon. You can't call this b'diavad. This is not bar not b'diavad. This could be a tam rishon. So the minig is to be machmir, even if you already cooked the item in the kli shel basar. But b'diavad, if you already mix the item with the kutach, then you can be makel and you can eat the item. We only have to be machmir for the rivan b'das Rashi when it's like a lechatchila. What's the lechatchila? The second stage lechatchila. Not the first stage lechatchila, the second stage. Right? If you cooked it already in the pot, so it might be naparnad, but it might be tam rishon. So the minig is to be machmer lechatchila. You're still at a lechatchila stage for the rivan b'das Rashi. Because even though you cooked it, but it might be a tam rishon. So we can't be makel now to allow you to mix it with the kutach. But if it's b'dieva, meaning if you already mixed it with the kutach, then we no longer have to be machmer for the rivan. We can go with the ikar adin that the heter of naparnad applies to bishul, and this is the b'dieved by naparnad. The machaber says that the heter of naparnad applies to bishul. So once you cook it, if you didn't cook it on the nas to eat it with the kutach, it's called a b'dieved, and you can mix it with the kutach. You can even mix it with the milk because it's naparnad already, naparnad b'dieved. The Ramah says we have to be machmer for the rivan b'das Rashi that this might not be naparnad. This might still be a tam rishon. But we only have to be machmer until it's like a bidyeved, meaning until you already mixed it with the kuta. Once you mixed it with the kuta, then we don't have to be machmer for the rivam das Rashi. We can treat it like a nat bar nat, and then you'd be allowed to eat it. Comes out in the nafkamina, the machlokas between the machaber and mois. Let's say I cook macaroni in a fleishig pot. Right? Fleishig pot. Clean. Totally clean, but there's a bli of basar in it. Again, I wanted to make a pasta salad. I cook macaroni. It turns out I don't need all of the macaroni. Some bits left over. Not that I knew I didn't need so much macaroni. I know I only need half the pot, but I'll cook more because I want to make mac and cheese on Sunday. I know already I want to make mac and cheese. So I'll make more macaroni, and then I'll use that and mix it with cheese. Uh-uh, don't do that. That's l'chatchila. Don't do that. But let's say you cook the macaroni. You didn't realize that something was gonna be left over. You cook macaroni to add to your soup. Right? Sometimes people do that. They add soup nuts to their soup Friday night, or they'll add macaroni. And some of it's left over. They just didn't eat it. So they put a little bit of macaroni in, they didn't put all of it in. It's left over. Now you want to mix it with cheese. So the Mechaber would say, Heter Gomer, that's b'dieved. That's not by not b'dieved. Because the Mechaber holds the Heter not by not applies to bishul. So that's called not by not b'dieved. That would be perfectly mutter. To take the macaroni that was nisbashel in a kalishal basar, you didn't cook it al menas to mix it with the cheese, but it's left over. That you'll be allowed to mix with the cheese lechatchila according to Mechaber. According to the Ramah, you would not be allowed to mix it with the cheese. Because there is one sheet that says that this is not tam sheni, this is tam rishon, the rivam das Rashi. So the Ramah says it's still viewed like a lechatchila. You would not be able to mix it with the cheese. But if someone mixed it with the cheese, someone took the macaroni, thought it was not cooked in a fleishig pan, and mix it with the cheese, then another person walks in and says, Gival, what did you do? That's not part of a macaroni. That was cooked in the kli shel basar. So if they dial on the phone to the rabbi and they ask the shaila to the rav, he'll say, even the Ramah would say, in such a circumstance, you'd be allowed to eat the macaroni, because that's a bidyevet. Once you already mix this macaroni that you cooked in the kli shel basar, you mixed it with cheese, so even the Ramah wouldn't be machmer for the Rivam Das Rashi. He's only machmer lechatchila, meaning if it's still at the stage that it hasn't been mixed with the cheese. If it hasn't been mixed with the cheese, we have to be machmer. Maybe it's not nakana, maybe it's a tam rishon. But once it's mixed with the cheese, that's called a bidyevet, and even the Ramah would allow you to be makel in such a case. Machlokas Ashkenazim and Sfardim. I'm not sure how the Sfardim do it. But the Psak Halacha for the Ramah, B'nai Ashkenaz, the Psak Halacha is that you should not cook the macaroni lechatchila in the kli shel basar to eat it with the cheese. But if you already cooked it, right? Even if you already cooked it, excuse me, if you have already cooked it in the kli shel basar, you would not be able to add the cheese. But once you add the cheese to it, if you didn't realize and you added the cheese to it, then it would be mutter to eat that combination.